apple at what cost? Cemetery taste in the frozen months, and it feels like, it feels like I've been a conduit of chaos, out there broken, siding with the flaw inside my nervous system. Misguided, didn't realize I'm my own victim. Siding, a central flaw in existentialism. But the time was running out, spent too many days to count. Point set out of the hourglass, and the same old dream. I'm feeling open, it won't take too long. I'd rather get somewhere than run here. You bring my strength, and all this weight I can't shake. But it feels like just the planes. I turn the switch off in my brain. I'm not myself. They might suffer me ground in a shell. We need to come back down. Cutting out. The answer, 50, 50 every day. My Lord could fix me, something fully insane. 50, 50 every day. My Lord could fix me, something fully insane. Decisions are elaborate. The odds are 50, 50 every day. My luck could fix me, drive me fully insane. 50, 50 every day. My luck could fix me, drive me fully insane. This indecision is a problem, so I've been looking for a point. Disoriented by the options, and every second I'm about to, I'm second guessing every drop off. The price is coming and it's counting. Another reason to be thought of as a load of time.
That last one rocked. That was awesome.
Thank you.
What was that one called again?
That last one's called 50-50.
Nice.
It'll be coming out around June 10th on our debut EP. We're going on tour this summer. Check out the Instagram, Skrom Music Band, all one word, S-K-R-O-M Music Band. We'll be posting more information about summer tour soon. We got plenty more gigs coming up.
What's the EP called?
TBD. Still writing the title.
Okay.
We just finished our last studio session on Sunday, so.
Two of the songs still have names.
Yeah.
One.
One of the songs
doesn't
have a name.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's fine. I'm not mad about that at all, you know. I'm just kidding.
I guess that's one of those things you got to stay tuned to find out.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm. Yeah. You got to follow you guys on Instagram. Then you'll know.
Oh, absolutely.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, speaking of the Instagram, our 300th follower won a rotisserie chicken.
Whoa.
We're on 750 something, so we'll do something funky when we get a little closer to 1,000.
Roast pig.
Dude, a Hawaiian luau.
Whoa. Hawaiian luau would be awesome.
Yeah.
100 average. No choice. You don't get to say no.
Yeah. Yeah, just knock on your door with 1,000 cabbage.
Locally sourced, locally delivered.
Cool. Where are you guys touring? Do you have a favorite or a place you're most excited to go?
Valley for sure. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'll read out the list for y'all.
Yeah, read out the list.
Yeah, yeah.
No way. All right, Owen and I have been doing a lot of the tour booking, so let's see if he's got it.
Can you give him a mic so we can hear him?
Can you hear through the
Maybe not from one of those.
So we got Rashawn Pittsburgh, then Buffalo, then Detroit. After Detroit, somewhere in Ohio.
Yeah.
And then Canton, Ohio?
Nope.
No?
That's the one you just passed.
Oh, so Canton's first, and then it's like Youngstown. We're playing in a bowling alley. Then Louisville, Nashville, Winston-Salem, D.C., or like Maryland, something. Mm-hmm. And then we have a missing day, and then we have Philly.
Wow.
Did we start at Pittsburgh?
You heard it here first, folks. Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Detroit, Canton, Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Boydstown, Maryland at the Garage. Yep. One more day in the DMV, that's TBD on location. And then play an acoustic set in Philly to close out.
Wow, what a tour. That's like a worldwide. Well, it's not worldwide.
Worldwide.
I don't know. Yeah. It's a big tour, though.
We were playing in the Midwest, and they said none of those were the Midwest. So,
Dude, Ohio's not the Midwest.
What?
Ohio's? No, it's got to be.
I thought so.
It's not west enough.
True,
I guess.
Midwesterners don't believe in us, so we're doing the East-ish coast tour.
East-ish. Nice.
Well, you guys mentioned Canada, right? Whoa, that would be fun.
Yeah, we didn't get to run up. We have played in Montreal, though. We are an internationally touring band.
Wow. You guys mentioned some of you are from Connecticut. Is Connecticut part of New England, do you think? Or do you claim?
Yes, for sure.
See, some Connecticut people don't. They're like, nah,
well,
we're not.
They probably live closer to the city.
Yeah, and they're all Yankees fans. So they can shove it.
Yeah. We're like kind of far from the city.
So. Okay. I think I'm from Maine, so I think Connecticut's part of New England.
Yeah. We're all, yeah. All three of us were from like right next to New Haven.
Okay, cool. So. Nice. Have you had the pizza? I've heard the pizza's crazy.
Yeah, they took us on a New Haven pizza tour when we played there in December.
Like, why is it crazy? I don't know. I've heard it's good, but I don't know why. Wow.
It's basically because they're all wood-fired.
The wood-fired action.
There's this one specific oven maker that's from Italy. And so a majority of the like really popular places that are in the New Haven area have the exact same oven as the place next to them.
Is that place that makes the ovens like in New Haven too? Like,
oh, no, it's in Italy.
Oh, whoa.
And so they ship these giant brick ovens.
Is this true?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my dad's an Uber driver. Shout out my dad. but he met the guy that was coming from Italy to deliver one
That's
of the ovens,
sick.
Which is super cool.
Delivering an oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need it for your luau. You need some pizza,
to
I guess.
Roast
some
that
pineapple
pig.
And ham pizza.
Exactly.
For your Hawaiian luau.
Do you think pineapple belongs on pizza?
You know, whatever. I'm, you know.
I'm personally a big fan.
You know what I am? I'm pro-choice when it comes to pizza.
I was going to say, is there anything that doesn't belong on a pizza?
Yeah.
Uranium?
Yeah.
Chips?
Oh, that's a good point.
Rocks, maybe. Like rocks, you know, concrete. That's probably not very good.
I feel
love some
like
concrete pizza. Some gravel.
Yeah.
I did see someone put like strawberries on a pizza once. Oh, what do you think of that?
Easy. Maybe a white pizza?
You'd try it?
Oh, yeah.
Fresh dough sauce.
Maybe some basil on a white basil strawberries. Like white
that
pizza.
Could be good.
Arugula.
Yeah,
I
think I could work on
yeah.
Like peach
flatbreads.
You just do that like bechamel.
I have had peach on a pizza before, and it's pretty good.
Nutella
yeah,
sweet
it.
And
like
salty.
Like some grilled peaches.
Like a dessert pizza kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When does pizza become flatbread? And is flatbread the same
difference?
As pizza?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
is
around here,
same?
Flatbread.
I feel like everyone in this room is really
it
hungry.
Means that you
right
have to
now.
Cut it into rectangles. This is not true.
Oh, that's just like more expensive.
Yeah.
It's more expensive. It's artisanal. Which is kind of goofy because they used to think that tomatoes were poisonous, but it was actually the pewter plates that they were putting everything on. So, yeah.
If your new EP was a pizza, what toppings would it have?
Whoa.
Uranium.
Wow.
Uranium
put on
pizza?
An emo pizza, yeah.
Unedible pizza.
Yeah. Don't touch.
Yeah.
I just know that our new EP would have bangs. That I know for sure.
Oh, can
wow.
I make a bread pizza?
Bread pizza.
Bread pizza.
Bread sandwich pizza.
Bread sandwich pizza? It's just a slice on top of a slice. There's nothing in there.
That's like a calzone.
You know what I'm having for dinner.
I was saying, I feel like everyone in this room right now is really hungry. We've been talking a lot about food.
Oh, yeah.
Uranium pizza sounds good right now.
Yeah, me too.
Banana. Cool.
I do also want to take a quick second to just shout out everybody listening, friends, family, new acquaintances that we're meeting on the airwaves right now. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
We are getting some love in the chat. Kaylee in the booth says, the fans think Scrom is swag.
Let's go.
Hey.
Thank you, fans.
Thank you.
We call our fans the Scrumdom.
The what? Sorry?
The Scrumdom.
The Scrumdom. S-K-R-O-M-D-O-M.
It's like a kingdom, but Scrum.
Right, oh, right. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
I like that.
So shout out the Scrumdom.
I like really that.
When you say that. Yeah.
The Scrumdom.
Yeah.
Scrum-dum. Cool, cool. How about what kind of stunt? Like, what's the craziest stunt that you think you could pull off and survive? Oh. You might, like, break like bones, but general? You could survive. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, how far would you go?
Flaming backflip.
Do you know how to backflip?
Dang.
Close enough.
Okay.
Are you on fire, or are you, like, flipping over something on fire?
Both.
Whoa!
Everything is
I
on fire.
I used to do circus when I was younger.
What?
Wait.
Yeah.
You did circus?
Trapeze, tightrope. My favorite is the walking globe. It's a big ball that you just kind of run around on.
And you could do that?
Jump rope and stuff on it.
Are you lying?
Yeah.
What?
No, this
That's
is all
crazy.
True.
Crazy.
Is that what happens in Maryland?
No, that was actually in upstate New York. Oh. Long Lake Summer Camp for the Arts. Dude, I've been looking. They're too expensive.
Could you play bass on one of those?
That was my goal. My whole plan B was if I couldn't find a job, I was going to hang out on Church Street, stand on a big ball, just like slap bass guitar. Yeah. You know?
Well, if you can't find a big ball, you can just use like a hay bale.
Yeah.
Try to roll around on that.
Yeah, we got plenty of those in Vermont for sure. Yeah. Anyone else? Any kind of crazy stunt? I feel like I could do one of those motorcycle ones.
You know, like Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Well, maybe let's relax on the Grand Canyon bit. Explode
and survive.
And survive. Yeah, some
totally.
C4 to the chest.
Yeah.
Just tank it. Anybody else?
Maybe a really big jump. But
big jump.
I low-key feel like I could do one of those wingsuit things.
Oh, yeah, like the flying squirrel things. Yeah,
yeah, I would totally flying squirrel that. I don't know if I'd make it out of the valley, but I think it'd be worth it.
You think I could fight a bear?
Dude, what about...
Oh, raccoon-sized
bear? Raccoon-sized
bear.
Wow.
I do like to ask people, what is the biggest animal you think you could fight and win?
Oh, you gotta go small.
Is this like bare hand?
Yeah, bare hand.
A beetle?
I mean, like a fish.
Fish.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
How big of a fish,
I mean, but
though?
Yeah, you're taking it out of its environment. If you're fighting the fish in the water...
Yeah, you're cooked. But still, like a manatee, dude.
Manatee?
I don't think that's a fish. Isn't it like a mammal?
I would say that's a mammal.
That's a water hippo, dude.
Water hippo. I feel like those things are scary. They're probably like 900 pounds, too.
Oh, yeah. I guess
but
more.
It's in water.
Yeah.
It can't like crush you or anything. It's in the water.
Keep you under the water.
It could.
True.
I think I could just take a pangolin and just like
pangolin.
A pangolin, just like dunk it.
Yeah.
Dunk it.
Like maybe a small dog. I don't
small
know.
Dog.
Small dog. I don't know.
A very small dog.
They're kind of scary. Dog. To be honest.
Medium-sized dog would.
Medium-sized dog is where you draw the line.
I don't know. Small dogs can be kind of crazy, too.
That's true.
They can.
Yeah.
How about, like, a small ostrich?
Nah.
Ostrich.
Ostrich.
Those are scary,
like a baby ostrich?
I feel like most animals,
Yeah.
Squirrel, you might have a chance.
Nah, dude. Squirrel done, bro.
What about like a sheep or a deer?
Yeah.
Oh, you a deer? No chance. Absolutely no chance with
no
a deer.
Idea.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, they're just too fast and too
what
strong.
What about like a ram? Are we talking?
Oh, hell
no.
Oh.
No, shut up. I feel like the sheep we've bred to be like dumb and ignoble would still beat us.
A sheep. Wow, really? You have a lot of faith. This whole band has a lot of faith in animals. You guys are pro animal. I feel like we have vegetarian.
Humans just made it because we have big brains, not big muscles.
Right.
If it's really a combat of brawn, I think they win every time.
Well, what about like Outlast? Like, do you think you get
escape? What weapons do we have? Like, we have fingernails.
It's different.
And we have like teeth that.
We got opposable thumbs, dude.
Yeah, that's a good weapon.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Fight me without your thumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, the smallest animal I could take down is probably Evan.
Yeah, that'll be our next music video. Yeah. Jan and I mud wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be good. That's a fun music video.
Yeah, that's a good brainstorming session.
Craziest stunt.
Oh, yeah. That's my craziest. Yeah. Someone's doing a flip over the mud, the like thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, if I come in with the squirrel suit on.
Yeah.
I think we just put it together.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really great music video. I can't wait to watch.
Might cost a lot though. A little bit more than a few Halloween costumes probably.
Yeah, maybe.
To get the
Oh, start a GoFundMe.
Right.
Can I plug our future shows?
Of course.
Go for it.
We're playing this weekend, April 19th, in Albany at Ophelia's in Albany, New York. We're playing next weekend, April 25th, at Monkey House in Winooski with The Problem With Kids Today.
Another
phenomenal
band.
Yeah.
Sick.
They have a song. SpongeBob SquarePants, Patrick Starr.
I was going to say that, yeah. They have a hit single, or not a single, it's a hit song from their album, SpongeBob SquarePants, Patrick Starr.
Awesome.
It's wonderful. And then we will be playing at the end of finals week at Radio Bean on May 9th. So come celebrate with us when we're all graduated and stuff.
I know, right? It's crazy. Graduation. Do you guys have more music to play? We have more time. Nah, if you guys are...
I think that's just about it, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. No, that's fine.
We got two more songs that'll be out on the new EP, but we're saving them as a little surprise. We might debut them at one of the live shows, but... Yeah, we like to get them really tight before we play them live.
Right. What's the process of like learning songs? You said you do most of the like the demoing, and then you guys kind of mess around with it.
I'll like come in with an idea, just like that I recorded on my computer or something, and then normally it's not hashed out at all. It's maybe I have like two parts, and then we all get together and kind of glue it all together. Normally Ben's on his own for writing his parts because I can't do that, but. Yeah, it's pretty collaborative, I would say.
Right.
Like, I don't like saying that I write the songs because
right.
Really just, I don't know. It depends. I think it depends.
I appreciate Jan's humility. But
every song in this EP.
Yeah, the entire EP is from Jan's brainchild. Yeah,
his name's Roger.
Yeah.
The voice.
Yeah.
He does everything.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get better at that. The drums. The drums always my weakness.
Right. Do a great job, man.
You?
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, I won't take you down, then.
What's the hardest like demo that you've heard and you're like, oh my god, I don't know how I'm like what we're gonna do with this and like you can't figure out your part. Like, what's the hardest time you've had writing one of the songs?
Our last song we just recorded on Sunday doesn't even have a name yet. Scrome number 8. Yeah, Scrome 9 was really fun. Yeah, he just labels them Scrome.
I love the labels, though. That's
Scrome
awesome.
8, name TBD, very metal-y kind of song.
Yeah, kind
of. I think it's a lot of fun, but it was a bit of a challenge to get ready in time to record.
Right.
I was mostly worried about the last one we played, 50-50, just because it's so fast. So just to make sure everything sounds glued together, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Sure.
I gotta say, for writing, like the way that Jan writes is such a fun challenge for me when trying to write vocals, because it's never what I'm expecting in the best way possible. So it like it forces me to exercise different parts of my brain to put it together, least lyrically.
Yeah, because in 50-50, the second verse is like one line.
Yeah,
it's so short. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think going off of what Tate said, I agree. Also, one challenge for me, or not challenge, but just like, I guess a challenge, like in terms of writing something different, is a lot of Jan's parts, and I think a strength of our band is we aren't just like always like chugging chords out. So a lot of his parts are more melodic. So it's always a challenge, but a fun challenge to figure out how to weave myself in there, you know?
Very cool.
How do you guys come up with, like, your song titles? I've noticed that a lot of them have no titles so far.
The ones with no titles so far, I feel like part of that is because we didn't have them written until, like, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
and so they're very new. But I feel like a lot of the titles that we run with are usually off of, like, some lyrical content in the song. I guess with Betty White being the exception.
yeah. I forgot about that one.
And also, like, When You're Up to Something is like those exact words are never sung in the song.
But they were initially when I came up with
the They were, yeah. Line. They were initially.
Yeah, and then it was changed later. So now that the title is nowhere to be found in the song.
But yeah. Yeah. Mm, it's an homage to the demo that only we know.
Nice. I guess I'm wondering, are there any artists right now that you guys think are overrated, or any artists you want to shout out that you think are underrated?
Oh, I actually have a very strong opinion on this. Geese, overrated.
Yeah. Whoa.
I don't know if you guys saw the recent headlines that Geese is the biggest PSYOP industry plant of the 2020s.
But they
have a
baby
social...
Justin Bieber.
What?
Yeah.
So Geese actually has a media team with thousands of fake profiles,
right,
creating content to promote their band. I wish we had that many bots that we could like do something with. I wish we had any bots to like do something with. I really like the authenticity of really connecting with our fan base and growing it organically. But I totally see where they're coming from. But it's just kind of like pulling away the curtain, and it's a little disappointing.
It's still fire, though. That's just what I've been saying.
Do you have opinions on Cameron Winter specifically? Are you a Cameron hater? Cameron enjoyer?
He kind of sounds funky, but he seems like a chill guy.
Yeah.
I opened Instagram today, and I saw a picture of Cameron Winter and Olivia Rodrigo out to dinner together, which I thought was a really crazy... Yeah.
The next power
crossover.
Couple.
Yeah.
I wish that Scrome had some sort of scandal like that.
I was just going to ask, do you guys know NG and Depatry?
You were watching them, yeah.
I watched their set on my TV.
It's like all over my Instagram feed right now.
The polka dot band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know them, yeah.
I watched it like 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's
amazing. It was awesome.
It's so funny.
It's good outfit inspiration for the next Scrum show.
I was in Quebec City for like the festival where they first played and started popping off, but they weren't playing. There was a bunch of other stuff going on. Yeah.
I think they're playing in Montreal this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they definitely rip. It must be hard to be like in those costumes, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like playing in the Rally Cat costume.
We watched it together. We were talking about like getting ready. Yeah. Stuff like you gotta put on polka dot every single
time. Right, right.
Are their identities public or are they hidden?
I don't know.
They're like Sia.
Yeah.
You know? I always think that's funny. Yeah, Marshmello too. Daft Punk. Shout out to Daft Punk. I'm an OG Geese fan, so, you know, I'm kind of hate. I was on them before they popped off. 2023, I got into them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw them open for King Gizzard. It was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was awesome.
I respect King Gizzard and his band, yeah.
I saw them opening for Vampire Weekend, I think.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to go to that show, but I couldn't make it.
I was working at Higher Ground, just doing like stage setup and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Every so often, they just let you show up during the show if you help set up the stage. So I was like watching. I was like, this is kind of crazy. And then like a couple months later, I see them everywhere.
Yeah.
I think one of the highlights of my summer, I work security for a lot of the Shelburne concerts and outdoor shows, and then Jan was a stagehand for a lot of the same shows. So I would get paid to watch Jan lug heavy equipment around. I would just stand there and twiddle my thumbs.
You probably got paid more than me,
too. I did. But, you know, I kept the place safe and secure, you know.
Right.
No incidents went down.
Yeah. Nothing bad happened at the Father John Misty concert.
Really?
Yeah.
Was stuff happening at the Father John Misty concert? Am I missing something?
No.
Whoa. It probably smelled crazy in there. Yeah.
Even especially for outside, like... Takes a certain kind of commitment to confine an odor to a specific location.
Right.
Gotta respect that. Hopefully our fan base will develop their own odor.
What would the scroter even smell like?
Yeah.
What would it be?
Yeah, what kind of perfume fragrance are we talking about?
Like roses and cinnamon.
Unexplainable.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys know the band Geese, but do you know the band Goose?
Yeah, we like Goose.
I think we saw them.
Yes, saw Goose.
I really wanted to see them when I think they played in like New Haven either last year or 2 years ago, but I wasn't able to.
Yeah, they played at the Waterfront this past fall.
They did.
Grace Potter scene. Yeah, I got to see Grace Potter, which was pretty cool.
Oh, lucky. She's great.
That's awesome.
Oh, bands that I feel like nobody talks about. Y'all know Thornhill?
I don't know.
No one knows Thornhill?
Sing it.
I don't know if I can sing it, to be honest.
Copyright.
But it's, I don't know. It's almost like nu metal. I think I showed Owen Thornhill. But yeah, it's like nu metal, but with like kind of Deftones aspects to it. Yeah, really cool stuff. Also Breakins, but I know a lot of people are onto the Breakins thing.
Double Tim.
Sleep Token is pretty fire, yeah.
These guys put me onto a band called Soul Blind.
Hobo Johnson. Controversial figure.
I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek or something. Was that what it was?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet.
He was just talking about being a bug, I think.
Really? That's awesome.
I'm a bug.
Who was that band we played with who also had a song about being a bug?
A lot of bug songs.
I think it was Oshna's band.
A Bug's Life.
Did you say an Amish band?
I don't know if it was hit. Yeah, I don't know.
Amish band?
They were an Amish band?
No. Did you? Yeah, no. There's another student, and I think it was. I don't know if it was her project or if it was Hissy Fit at Radio Bean.
Well, yeah.
It's a song about being.
Make sure you guys talk
into
the mic too, so we can hear you.
Yeah. I like songs about bugs. Really like. I like bugs.
Yeah. If you had to be one bug, what bug would you be?
A bug.
I got mine locked in.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, but a good one.
Your head is gone, dude.
Oh, you got the praying mantis?
Praying mantises don't do so well.
I'll just be a girl.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd say an ant. I think ants are pretty cool.
Cicada.
They're tough.
Oh.
Ooh.
Those things are so annoying, dude.
Cicadas?
They like buried something on the ground for 7 years.
That's true.
That's true.
You guys have cicadas in Connecticut?
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot in Maryland, yeah.
I want to be a lunar moth.
Whoa. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, it's an arachnid. It's not a bug. It's a separate category. Separate category.
I thought, is bug even not a real insects? Term?
It's a good question. Insects,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Scientific term.
Because maybe a spider is a bug, then.
Yeah.
A
bug has to be a band name.
Right? I feel like a bug could be
Bug is definitely a band name.
It's got to be a band
name,
yeah.
I feel like
name,
a bug is pretty general.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like vegetable.
So I can jump really high.
Bugs
Shout out to Pixar. Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Bugs Life feels pretty relevant right now.
Yeah. We do that a lot. That's kind of, you know, we're shouting out a lot of stuff, you know? We got 1 million people tuned into this.
True.
Definitely.
World's famous.
Shout out to chat, you know?
Yeah, shout out chat.
Chat, 30 likes, and I don't know, we'll set Jan on fire.
What?
Whoa. Wait, weren't you the one that wanted to get set on fire?
Look, I mean, can we all? Yeah. you could tell by our demeanor, we like to be a little goofy, and that kind of gets expressed in our music, and I think that's what makes it so fun, is that we can have fun with it, but we can still, you know, take it seriously and put some interesting stuff together.
Cool. If you were a kitchen utensil, what would you be?
Knife.
Spork? Nice.
You know those,
Make sure you're talking to the mic.
Oh, true. You know those, like, the mixer things? That, like, the handheld mixers?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, the
electric
one. No, the electric one. I would be, like, one of those thingies that comes out of it.
A little speedy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be, like, one of those really, really long knives that they cut the sushi with.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's almost like a sword.
Yeah.
Who's the question? Kitchen utensil?
Yeah. Or just, like, something that's in the kitchen.
Whisk.
Okay.
Air
fryer is awesome.
That's good.
Air fryer is awesome.
Well, I guess you can't eat the stuff out of the air fryer if you are the air fryer.
Well, I mean, you can't. If you're a knife, you can't really eat the stuff either.
Good point. Yeah, you eat it as it goes into it. You get the flavors of your aromas.
Yeah.
Everything's
raw. Yeah,
that's what the chrome flavor would be in the air fryer smell.
Air fryer
smell. Nice.
Drummer.
Cutting board.
Yeah,
stable guy over there.
Are we talking plastic? We talking wooden cutting board?
Glass.
Yo,
glass cutting
glass.
Board.
Yes, yes. That's the way to go.
We went out to Colorado, fancy. They had just only glass cutting boards.
Yeah.
Sick.
Something about Colorado and glass cutting boards.
No, it was a cutting board.
Mm.
I promise you, it was a cutting board.
I bet it sounds crazy.
Way, so, yeah.
No, we didn't use it. We were scared of it.
I'm saying everything tastes like glass.
Wow.
I feel like it would dull the knives also.
Oh, 100%.
Why do they use it then? Just for
I don't know.
For sty?
Yeah.
They just like how it works or how it looks?
I suppose so.
I don't know. Personally, I have celiac, so I can't have gluten. And a wooden cutting board and plastic cutting board, the gluten gets, like, in the little crevices.
Ooh, oh,
and
no.
It's, like, contaminated, so I can only use a glass cutting board.
Oh. Yeah. So that's probably why they use them, because they don't contaminate.
Mm. Fun fact.
Mm.
And they clean really easily, so I bet, like, cutting chicken and stuff like that, too. Shout out glass cutting boards.
I didn't even know that was the technology. We've gotten that far yet, so this is all news to me. You know, I've just been eating microplastics, I guess.
My cutting
boards. They're everywhere.
And like
they're everywhere.
It's too late.
Objectively, can we get a different flavor on microplastics these days? Like
different flavor?
Yeah. Like, I mean, if I'm gonna eat them anyways, I might as well just have something that tastes a little better. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's like MSG. You just put a little bit in your food and it makes it better.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe I definitely have like mega plastics in my body at probably. This point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Do you guys have one more?
We can do one more.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, perfect. We can go out on that.
Just called us out for being boring. So.
Yeah, shout out my mom. Just got a message. She said, play another one. This is boring. I love you, Mom. Thanks for keeping it candid.
Wow.
Let them know.
Yeah.
Back of my head.
Back of my head. We'll play our first single.
First single. That's cool.
Came out on Springfest last year, April 25th, right?
Was it Ben
Day? I hope so.
It was April 26th, because that's my birthday.
Oh. April 26th, they said. And it's called what?
Huh?
Back of my head.
Back of my head. From April 26th,
Scrome.
They're plugging things in. They're doing gear stuff, tuning, etc.
Oh, you have them. There you go.
Yeah, we got them.
I mean, I thought our discussion was interesting, but I guess,
I
you know.
Tell.
This song better be good. This is all I'm going to say.
It's not. That's the problem.
It's not even that good. It's just it's mildly catchy.
Shout out to moms.
Yeah.
For real. Shout out to moms and shout out to their jeans as well.
Right.
Mom jeans.
Mom jeans.
Nothing like it.
I just want to drop a fun fact for this song. This song was the most requested out of all of our music we played live last year. This was the most requested song to release on all platforms. Hence why it was our first single release.
Is that true?
Yeah, we played it. We debuted it, I think, at the Battle of the Bands because it was all original music. And that's the most times I've ever had people come up to me after a show and say, when is this song coming out?
Oh.
It is a very catchy song. Yeah, we're going to keep getting set up. This one goes out to my mom.
Always wear hearing protection.
All right, I also want to shout out my girlfriend because she said that it is not boring. And called out my mom. Shout out Amelie, too.
I don't like that pick.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Just get a quick level check. That's Sunny on the board. Awesome. We haven't played this one in a while, so this will be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. How many? Four times?
Four at the end. We're gonna ask you guys to sing along with us at the end.
I should be dreaming, but
Awesome, awesome. Thank you guys for coming in. You were again?
We are Scrome.
Awesome. Not Geese. But Geese, if you want to come on the show, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, we're easily confused.
Yeah, right.
I didn't mean what he said.
No, no.
I
did not
take back my statement.
Anything else from you guys?
I don't know. Anything you want to shout out before?
Evan's mom.
Right.
Shout out
my mom.
Of
course.
Just want to reiterate our shows. We'll be playing Albany this weekend. We'll be playing Monkey House in Winooski next weekend. We'll be playing Radio Bean the weekend after. And then our tour this summer. Stay tuned at our Instagram, Scrome Music Band, all one word. New t-shirts coming out soon. Keep an eye out for new merch. We give out free stickers at all of our shows, so come get some free stuff. We got CDs, lighters, a whole bunch of cool stuff to check out.
Awesome. We had one last chatter that was pestering the chat about how you guys feel about washing your homies' feet. And
hey, man, somebody got to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Was it? That's in the Bible, right? Like, you got to do that.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
If you take the socks off and it smells dank, you might need help with that.
Right. Make sure to wash your feet. Wash the back of your ears. You know.
Put that in your PSA list.
Wash. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Wash your homies' feet. PSA. Anybody's feet.
Hygiene,
yeah.
Anybody's feet is important. Make
right.
Sure that the people around here are clean.
Some people have some stanky feet. Well, this has been WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. This is Exposure. We'll be back in 2 weeks with the Big Belly Band, the last Exposure of the year or the semester or whatever. Thank you for tuning in. I'm DJ Gravy.
I'm DJ Gibbs.
I'm DJ Veranova.
Thank you, Scrome. We'll see you soon.
Bye. X. B. O. S. U. R.
Exposure.
Yeah. You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your